by the United States government. This is an emergency broadcast system.
Wait, merciful crap!
Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
This station will remain on the air to broadcast news, official information, and
Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Going downtown to Kenmore Square, we're gonna go downtown, hang around. Got my beach shack boots and my platform hair, we're gonna go downtown, hang around. Gonna drive my Camaro right in from Revere, we're gonna go downtown, hang around. Drink lots of pizza and eat lots of beer, we're gonna go downtown, hang around, yeah. Can't say why, cause I don't know what's in my heart. Play glass floor, we're gonna go downtown.
Sun goes down, and until the leaves of summer turn to shades of brown. Cause I tried, and I tried, but baby, you know that I can only give you everything. How can I get you to understand? Cause after all, I am just a man. My memory stars appear and shadows fall. Yeah. When every little flower grows and bluebirds call. Cause I tried, and I tried. But baby, you know that I can only give you everything. Anything you want me to do, cause I don't want to know this life without you. Oh, don't ever more leave me in this world alone. I'd be like a little child if I was on my own. Cause I try, and I try, but baby, you know that I can only give you everything, everything, baby, a little bit less, yeah.
Holy crap, I'm getting a little old for these transitions. Trying to set everything up in like 2 minutes flat here, but I'm here. Okay. Hey, everybody, it's Chris. This is Strike the Box on WMFO in Medford, 91.5, on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Just finished up there with some Eddie, otherwise known as Meatloaf, with Hot Patootie Bless My Show from the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack. I believe that was 1975. I think, originally done. I don't know, it's off my CD. But we started things off with brand new music by Justine Black Threads with Go Downtown. It's off the I'm Not Gonna, Volume 2, a tribute to Asa Brebner, who sadly passed away. And I was actually looking for some Asa Brebner music when I got in here today, because I was seeing if I could find some Mickey Clean, but I couldn't. Unfortunately. So we'll, let me talk about that a little later. We also had some Little Boy Blues with their version of I Can Only Give You Everything. The computer says it's off the Pebbles Volume 2, but it's actually off of my Trash Box compilation of garage rock music. That was released in 1966, originally done by them. No, not Little Boy Blues. Them. You know, Van Morrison and them. That's when it was who originally did it. So you can hear I got the window open in the background because the studio is wicked wicked hot today. Wicked hot. Anyways, enough of my rambling. We might have a guest DJ later on today. We'll see how it goes. But as I said, enough of my rambling. Chris, get back to some music. Okay.
if you leave me.
You know at all to go. The doors are closed.
To all our veterans out there, happy Veterans Day. Hopefully you are all doing well. And thank a veteran. We just finished up there because of Veterans Day with some Diane Reney with Navy Blue from 1963. Because I was in the Navy. Next week, I think it's 26 years ago next week is when I shipped out to boot camp. I had a great time in the service. We started things out, though, with some Jenny and the Felines with Come On Little Cougar off the Don't Judge Me LP from 2017 from Jenny and the Felines. And thanks to Jenny Cat for sending that song along. I saw the video the other day and loved the video and asked her if I could get a copy of it. Doing work here as I'm trying to talk to you. And thank you to Jenny for sending that along. The Regiment with My Soap Won't Float because from 1967 because I had to play something real fast. James Brown and the Famous Flames, I'll Go Crazy off of their Think LP. Computer says 1996 here, but that's certainly wrong. Amplifier Heads with Sal. With the House of the Young Dolls from their Saturnalians LP, Rumbar Records, this year. And as I said, we finished up with Diane Reney. Did you know that autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England? If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside, walk, run, or ride a bike. Because there's plenty of bike lanes out there now. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors. Breathe the fresh air. Reduce stress. Improve your health. Public service message from WMFO and Memphis Tufts Community Radio. Let me get back to the music.
passions hesitate to blow. Head of rot, cabbage maggots crawling in my brain. I thought there was a moment, but clearly I'm insane. Then I'm floundering in the darkness, and the only lights I see is the sickly luminescent sirens beckoning for me. As the sharp rocks are approaching and my breath is growing weak, the blackness is encroaching on everything that's good. And suddenly, and suddenly, the light breaks through and hits my eyes. The sun is always there and it never fails to rise. The light breaks through and hits my eyes. Sweep away the pain, crashing through the
press the wrong button again.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed, I heard you laugh. You laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away.
Napoleon the 14th. Hello. Yeah, turn your headphones up, Chris. Napoleon the 14th. They're coming to take me away because I think they will be soon. I'll get into the. I'll get into this. Yeah, what I'm doing here. Yeah. Whatever it is. Just because I was out for almost 2 years doesn't mean you're going to snap right into it. As I said, Napoleon 14. They're coming to take me away from 1966. A request by Mike from a bunch of jerks. And I see that Brian from a bunch of jerks is also tuning in. Because before that, we played a bunch of jerks with Like Breaks off their brand new LP, Shot Topping Hits, that you can get off of Rumbaugh Records. So make sure you go to Bandcamp, check out Rumbaugh Records. And a bunch of jerks. We started things off with The Gripweeds with Shape of Things to Come off of their Dig LP from 2021. It's a cover of... it's a cover. I just can't all of a sudden think of the band, the fake band that made that. I might even have... Do I have the... No, that's not... I don't have it with me. The Beatles. Some other guy. Their cover... It'll come to me eventually as I start the next segment, who originally did that. I know it was an Atlantic Records recording, but the Beatles did it live at the BBC back in 1963? Maybe two. And the Romantics, well, When I Look in Your Eyes, from their album The Romantics of 1979 off of Epic. And I know I have something queued up here. What would a Bunch of Jerks song be without playing Tex and the Horseheads next? Right, Mike? I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. Maybe it's the weather. I don't know.
I'm having a drink, yeah, trying to wallow in my trouble. You came around, my drink say. You say you love me at least 50 times a day. But if you really love me, there's nothing to say. Leave me to be here by my little old lonesome. Well, I need the company of no one. Just pack your things, close. Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah.
waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness, yeah. But it's all so easy.
And I do believe we have somebody coming on air here. So hold on a second. It's a new. It's my segment that I've brought back. Guest DJ.
He's coming. Your favorite DJ. He's coming. Your favorite DJ. He's the greatest.
Lots of music, lots of fun. In our town, he's number one.
He's coming. Your favorite DJ.
And I. Hopefully the phones are still working here, and I have Fred
they are.
Yay! I have Fred Pinot from Little Billy Lost. I said that right, correctly. Yeah. Fred,
you are correct, sir.
Thank you for bearing with me. You are the first person I've done an interview with on the board here in over 2 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'm flattered to be the first one.
Well, I'm flattered that you are coming to be my first guest DJ, kind of live in the station. Obviously, I can't have you in the station because of everything going on, but you were nice enough to, you know, wanting to call in and do this live. You know, don't pre-record it, just do it live. And I'm going to give the floor to you. Tell me about Little Billy Lost, the Atlantics, you know, a little bit. The recording, what made you guys get back into the studio and start recording?
We never stopped recording, really. I know a lot of people went in because of COVID, and we did actually go into the studio during COVID, after the COVID outbreak. But, we're consistently writing in new material and looking to record it. We have an album coming out. At some point in the near future, that's titled Shout, and it's going to wrap into it four songs we released on an EP that came out maybe 2 or 3 years ago, along with 6 or 7 new songs that we have. So the recording process has always been integral to songwriting and to getting the songs out there or legitimizing them in some way. So that's what the impetus is for us. You know, it really isn't any one specific thing that caused us to go into the studio. We're consistently ebbing and flowing by going into the studio.
Excellent. Keeping your hands in it at all times.
Absolutely.
Awesome. And you were saying that hopefully the album's coming out soon?
Yeah, we're hoping soon. I'm not sure exactly when. We don't have the exact date yet. But it'll include, we had a single we released a little while back called Dancing with the Devil You Know, and yep, that'll be on it, along with a lot of new material that we have. So we're very excited about it. We're hoping that people receive it well.
Well, I saw you guys in Rosendale, and of course I'm going to forget the name of the coffee house, but...
The Square Root.
The Square Root, thank you. It had something to do with math or planting.
Yes.
But I saw you guys, and you guys totally rocked. Rocked. Are you guys going to be playing soon in the next couple of weeks?
Yes, we're on December 11th, Saturday, December 11th. We are going to be appearing at Kodo in Salem, which is a great club. If you've never been there, it's actually a Chinese restaurant that's a rock club.
Nice.
So it's a really interesting place to go. You can have a great meal and hear some great rock and roll.
That's awesome. Good. And remind me, shoot me an email so I can remember that, and talk about it as we get closer to it.
Oh, absolutely. I will. No problem at all. And, and then, of course, I was in the Atlantics years ago.
Yep.
That was a fantastic experience. I was in the band from 1978 till we broke up in 1983. And that was just great. I mean, the Boston music at that time was a microcosm of the music scene nationally. Yep. And Boston had all of its own sort of big stars, kind of the Stompers and the Neighborhoods and us and different people, and it was just a wonderful time to be playing music in Boston.
Well, I personally think there's been a resurrection because, Rumbar Records and Red on Red Records have been putting out some awesome stuff out there. I'm friends with Bill Kelly from WFMU and the Underground Garage, and he is constantly playing Boston music, as he says, the boss sound from the boss town. And we're always going back and forth because he's a big Yankees fan. I'm a Red Sox fan. So we're always going back and forth about music, but he's just been saying how consistently the last couple of years Boston scene has been putting out a ton of great music, and glad to see it. And let's hope it, gets out on the airwaves, not just the college stations, but maybe some of these big commercial stations could start playing some new music again. What do you say?
Yeah, you're right, but I'll go back to the mid-70s. I predate the Boston scene. I was in a band at that time called Bollinger Aviators, and we were an original rock band in Boston, and up until 1975-ish, when Jimmy Harold opened the Rat, you couldn't get a gig in a club if you were an original rock band. There just wasn't any availability. All of the clubs wanted cover bands. Mm-hmm. So we began traveling down to New York City to play at CBGB's and Max's because that was the only option we really had. But in the process of doing that, we ended up, being bathed in that scene down there, which was incredible. The first show we played, we were on the bill with Talking Heads. Mm-hmm. That first show, I was on stage in the middle of playing a solo, and I looked up, and Debbie Harry is standing 6 feet away from me. And to this day, she's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen, and I literally lost my place in the song.
I think a lot of people would.
Yeah. But, so anyway, that was the scene. Nobody knew who these people were outside of New York City. And, we were hanging out with the Ramones there and just different things, And it was just a wonderful thing. But I guess my point is, when the Boston scene really started rolling in Boston, it was college radio that was supporting it. It was college radio that was pushing all of the bands, the local bands, and the other bands. I mean, when the Police came out and Elvis Costello came out, no, corporate rock stations would touch their music. It was college radio that broke these bands. So,
let's hope we can start.
I think that the job that you guys are doing at WMFO and other college radio stations is really helping to fire this all again.
Excellent. Let's hope. Yep. Let's hope we can push it along again. The resurgence. Let's get to the 5-song set. Do you want to do any preview on the 5 songs, or do you want to, you know, talk more when we come back?
Well, I'll just say this about them. The first 4 of the songs are by artists who influenced me in one way or another. And then the 5th song is a newer artist who I really have grown to love. I love his music. So I'll say that about it, and then I can explain more when we come back.
Okay, as I usually say, let's stop our rambling and let's get back to the music. I'm Chris. This is WMFO Memphis 91.5. And this is Fred's 5-song set.
Gonna go and make it every week. Oh, split them up, everybody gonna kill them up. cause everybody kept gonna make me run to it.
WMFO Medford.
Your take.